So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. Yo, what's up, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Laura, today, and we're super excited here to be talking to you about your support system. And it is so incredibly important, you know, because in the land of entrepreneurship, we many times feel that no one gets us, no one gets the battles we're going through, no one gets the trials that we're dealing with on an every single day basis. And I remember, you know, when we first got into this business, because I say we, because Laura's been with me literally as my partner in life, you know, ever since we've known each other, but really through this venture here, we kind of didn't know what we were getting into, you know, and one thing I realized right away was when this whole thing started, it was like, oh, this doesn't shut off. You know what I mean? It doesn't shut off. And that was something that we kind of conquered together. And, you know, I know, and I've shared with you guys, if you've heard my past stories before, I did not handle it well at all. I handled it very childlike, I guess, you know, and it was like a woe is me sob story. And I'm not going to lie to you, it took us time to adjust to it, you know, but what I want to share with you today is we all need that support system. We all need that accountability, whether you find it with your partner, your spouse, a best friend, a parent, a sibling, wherever it may be. It's so important to be able to have a person that you can lean on, or several people that you can lean on, to be able to literally just spill your guts, and talk things out. Because without that, we feel many times alone. And I know and the reason why I feel that this is such a valuable thing to talk about is because I think that many of us think that as entrepreneurs that we need to know all the answers and we have to be perfect. And, you know, and if we admit that we don't know something or we say that, then immediately that it means that we're weak. And it doesn't mean that at all. So I guess with that, my beautiful wife, Laura, And just want to, you know, I guess get your insights on that intro and then we'll just riff from there.
Yeah, no, I think you said it great. And I think what we didn't know going in too is that, it doesn't just flow. Like, you don't just become an entrepreneur and then all of a sudden you have a business, like, and it's just making money and everything's great. Like, you have a lot of questions and you're uncertain a lot. I think that's the big thing, is that you were, and we were together, uncertain a lot. And we had to talk it out because you need a sounding board, I think. Yeah. There's just so many things that come up that you had to learn along the way that you needed me, I think, just to bounce ideas off of and get advice, or I don't even know if I had good advice, but we at least talked it through, I think was the main thing.
It was so valuable. Like just that right there, being able to talk it through and having someone else who was engaged with you and who cared about it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, because obviously we were all in, you know, together with it. And it just worked out, you know, it worked out in that sense. Because, you know, normally I would shut down in a lot of situations. And I did for a while. You know, I shared with you, if you follow my story, in the beginning of this whole thing, Laura was home with our first son, Gavin. And I was at work and I was really resenting the fact that she was at home doing the easy job in my eyes. You know, I thought, oh, wow, you know, she gets to sit home and do this and do nothing. And I'm sitting here busting my butt and I'm in this uncharted territory, and I was not sharing anything. And, you know, I can't exactly remember where we broke that ice, but when I finally actually like vented to you, but I know that it was a huge, huge relief. Even just that first conversation, like you said, it's like, you probably don't even know what you said or whatever it may be. But I realized at that point, it's like, okay, we need to be talking about this.
Oh, definitely. And I think too, when you started getting more knowledge and learning more and seeing what other entrepreneurs were doing and talking to other people, like, it wasn't even just me, like, you found entrepreneur friends that you were talking to, and you were seeing what they were doing and the resources that they had, and it helped you along the way. Cause I feel like you cannot just do it alone. Like, you're like going in blind, basically.
And honestly, I think it's foolish to do it alone because it's like we can't be expected to have all the answers. Definitely. We don't, you know, it's like just like everything. You know, I heard this great quote. It says like, I steal like the best of them, you know, and it's really just that we're all learning from several different resources from other people's experiences in the past. And then we take that and we mold it to our own situation and then we can put it out as a product, service or whatever it may be. So I really feel that keeping it all internally is damaging and also just like perpetuates like stagnancy in your your business and the growth, you know, with that.
Yeah. I think anything you're doing, even not just entrepreneur, anything you're doing, a hobby, anything, like you need to talk to people and get ideas and help you figure out how to do something.
Totally. Totally. You know, and so there were times, you know, we went through thick and then you go through thin as well. And that's really just business. That's entrepreneurship. And you know what? It's a beautiful thing. I would never trade it. I absolutely adore it. You know, but when I came to you, you know, with these thick situations, you know, I really think it's important. In fact, I'm curious about this as well. It's like, what was your approach, you know, because sometimes I came in storming and I came in hot, you know, and frustrated with, say, an employee or employees or just the situation in general. I mean, how did you deal with that? How did you deal with me? Because at the end of the day, I know you. It's like you just wanted to make me good, you know, and I honor that, you know. So what are your thoughts on
that? Well, I would love to say that I was just so, you know, kind and sweet and listened to you every time. But I know in the beginning, I didn't approach it like that. I think... you know, I was a little angry in the beginning and like, why are you taking this stuff out on me? You know, that kind of thing. I think over time I've learned though, like, okay, when he is like this, he's frustrated with something that's happening in the business, not me. And I need to just listen to him and be there for him because that's going to help you the most. That's what you need right now. You don't need somebody coming at you back angry because you just have to not take it personally. I think that's what I've learned. I'm not going to take it personally when you're upset about something that has to do with business.
Yeah, as you were saying that, you know, I was actually going back and thinking about it a couple times with that, you know, and even some times that I know that I was snippy with you, you know, and I do recall like you just listening, you know, and I think that is so valuable. And the reason I asked that question was, you know, because how does that pertain to you? You know, it really, what it comes down to is finding a person who will be able to understand that and honoring that. You know, it's like, a lot of times we don't need the answers, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel we just need to get it off our chest. And so many times it will organically, by doing that, you'll hear it. And through the sounding board, you know, it may even just be something that you're like, oh, wait, well, what about this? And then you can almost start bouncing ideas with that person. So I think someone who's just so open to letting you just go at it, because it's okay to be frustrated. In fact, I think if you're not frustrated, you're not stepping out of your comfort zone enough, and you're not pushing yourself hard enough, you're not challenging yourself hard enough. And with challenge, there's going to need to be discussions. There's going to need to be that support system, you know?
Yeah. I think a lot of times too, I've like brought you down, like grounded you a little bit. Like you kind of go off on little tangents, and I try to put myself in the mind of maybe a client or an employee and kind of just reel you back in a little bit. Cause I think you need that sometimes because you've got the entrepreneur mind where you tend to run with things.
Yeah.
And I think differently, which I think works great for us. And we balance each other out in that way.
Yeah. So there's another piece there. You know, it's like, who can you actually bring into your sounding board? I liked how you said that. That's a great way to say it because it is a sounding board in a lot of senses. It's like, sometimes I'm like, look, I just gotta just go. I just gotta vent, you know, and that's how a lot of us work, you know, in that sense. But finding someone who has that complementary opposites to where you're going to be able to use it as a tool, because if you're actually working with someone who's very, very similar to you, it's going to be hard to get another perspective that you may not see. And that's been something that's been extremely valuable for me, because she and I were similar in many ways, but then we're very different in many ways as well, you know, socially and really just how we deal with things, the conflict and stuff. I tend to go right for the throat, where she's more, you know, reminding me of the relationship. And that's been so, because that's what I want at the end of the day. It's like, I don't want to, you know, hurt anyone, or I don't want to come across like an asshole or anything like that. And she's really been able to you know, help me keep in my mind the value of these relationships, because I love the people that I work with. And we all, I think it's safe to say, we all love the people who we're working with on our teams, because they all have that same mission and they've really latched onto our mission and what we're trying to do, you know, how, you know, who we're trying to actually help in our business venture. adventures. And I think that's just so, so important, is that opposite. Yeah, that's really cool.
I want to say too, I was thinking about when we started and how it was a little bit of glory in the beginning. Remember when we started and we were making money and things were going great. And then all of a sudden you quit the teaching job and we moved our location from our basement to an actual gym.
Yeah.
And I think that's when things started getting serious and started really happening. And we really kind of had to adjust how our communication, because it was like, things are going awesome. Things are going awesome. Oh, wait, this is really hard and difficult. Yeah. And what the heck are we doing?
It became real.
Yeah, it became real. We had to go through that together. Yeah. I'm glad we did, because now I think we're both very aware of how we communicate. And when you come with me to me with something, I can, in my mind, I'm like, okay, you know, this is what he needs right now. This is how I am. This is how he is. I'm going to give him exactly what he needs.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, it's like, I think a big takeaway is that great things and big things are not built with one person. You know, it's that, you know, we built this business together. We really did, you know, because it's like, she was my sounding board and was able to give me, you know, what about this? What about that? You know, what I'm very, very good at is I'm good at taking my own ideas and taking outside ideas and assimilating them and just meshing them together and really coming up, weighing all the benefits and drawbacks from both sides and then putting together a great formula and going with it. And that is really what I've got from you, if I could summarize it like that. And it's been completely invaluable to the success of where we're at, you know.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I think, too, in the beginning, when you would come home and say things like, you know, I'm going to spend $8,000 on this. I can't remember what
the thing was. Oh, it was the coaching program.
Yeah, the coaching program. And I was like, what? Like, we just had a baby. We just got a house. We have a dog. You started a business. Like, what are you talking about? Because I didn't even know you had to spend money to make money. I had no idea.
And I didn't either. I was unsure of that as well. So it was very out of my comfort zone to even have that conversation with you.
Right.
And it was like, how am I going to do this? I really believe in this. And man, education. I mean, like, we've spent hundreds of thousands. Yeah. And I say we because she is, honestly, she's been incredible, because it's like, I'm one of those people that whenever I learn stuff, I go to her and I'm like, oh, I learned this and, this. And she's always been that person to listen. And I mean, you've absorbed an incredible amount to where we can have these in-depth business conversations that I always tell her, I'm like, you have no idea how much you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you were in a conversation and it's happened where we've been talking to other entrepreneurs, just in regular conversations, and then later she'll be like, why didn't they just do this and this and this? And they're dealing with it this way. And they're not really seeing that this is happening. And I'm like, you're right. You know what I mean? And it's been really cool.
I had to learn how much the education really did for you. Because in the beginning, it did not seem like worth it, I guess, with all the money. But oh my gosh, like how much you've learned and how much you've taught me through the whole thing. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm ready to go out and start a business, but I love that you're the one that goes out and does it, because that's not my desire or my dream. But but I get the benefit of you coming and teaching me that. And then I can therefore like help you kind of put my own twist on it and then help you with what you need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of like there's a cool saying. It's like, stand on the shoulders of giants. It's like, how do you stand on the shoulders of giants if you're not educating yourself through them? You know what I mean? And saying, hey, who's the best in the industry at this specific thing? And then going and getting, say, coaching or working with them or whatever it may be. Because why would we say, hey, what books did they read? Let me read those books and kind of catch up. It's like, I'd rather take their knowledge that they've acquired over the last decade or two decades, whatever it may be, go directly to the source, learn from them. Yeah. And then I get the answers of exactly what I need to apply. And that has been, I guess, in sum, what the education has done for us, really.
Yeah, definitely. You going away too to the events, you've all the different events, not even just reading. Yeah, like being immersed in that and like feeling the energy of that. Like you've come back so pumped up from that and like putting like a new, fresh spin on your business every time you come back, basically.
Yeah.
Because you're absorbing so much when you go there.
Yeah, investing in your business by investing in yourself. It's like the personal development aspect of things.
I never would have thought that before we started this. Yeah. I never would have known that.
Yeah, that was very scary too. And I didn't understand that concept. Even as I was doing it, I didn't understand the concept. But I knew I needed help. And I knew I was, you know, this was at the beginning of our business when I was doing everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was before I actually had done any coaching. And I had 120 clients by myself. And I was the administrator. I was the salesperson. I was the trainer. I was every single piece of it. And I was just burned out. And I wanted to grow. And I wanted to expand. But I was like, how am I ever going to do that? Like this, I didn't understand delegation as one lesson, and that's something I certainly got from my coaching. But that was the scary leap, you know, of like,
yeah.
And it also, I think, was answered, you know, as soon as we made that investment and I started getting answers and we were starting to really ramp, it was like, okay, you know, this needs to be a constant.
Yeah.
You
like, what are other people doing that are successful? Like, what are their systems? What are their, I don't even know, like, how are they successful? What have they done?
In any area.
Yeah, in any area of their life.
You know, because it's like, well, great if your systems are effective. Well, great. How are you actually managing your family life?
Yeah.
You know, because that was something that, like, again, I had no idea. I was basically too busy feeling bad for myself and feeling sorry for myself. And I wasn't, you know, treating my wife right. I wasn't giving my son, my newborn son, the attention that he deserved. And also, I was missing out on that. And I wasn't even seeing that because I was just like, oh, make the money. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I felt like I was just spinning, you know.
But I'm so grateful for that experience because honestly, like we talked about, like, it has taught me so much. Like, I've had to parent on my own a lot because of you working a lot. And I become super independent with that, with the kids. And I am able to do that and be their rock and be there for them when you have to go somewhere. When all of a sudden, hon, I got to go to New York City this weekend. I just have to for this conference. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. Cause I know exactly what it's going to do for you.
Totally.
And I think if we hadn't like gone through that experience and I, you know, needed you there more and didn't know how to deal on my own, we'd have a problem or we wouldn't be where we are right now.
100%. And honestly, we've got to do another episode specifically on like spouse and entrepreneurship. I talked about that in one of my episodes.
Yeah.
But I really think that this is something we could just riff on. And I think it's so valuable because it's like, I don't believe in work-life balance. I believe in life, you know? So it's kind of like, how are we going to actually make this work? And what are the difficult conversations that we need to actually have? And the ones that we can share that we've had that have really enabled us to mesh together, you know, based upon each other's values and really just to be a cohesive team.
Yeah.
I think we've got to hit another episode and talk on that.
Definitely. I think
everything.
We could do an episode on like little individual issues, you know, because like there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, you're right.
Overall.
Yeah. Honestly, we'll sketch that out. We'll sketch that out and do that because I think that is because it's like, yeah, the business is one thing, but how do you fit it into your life? Because it's like when you're in entrepreneurship, you know, when you go into like, hey, I want to start a business, you know, you think about it as like, you don't want to just do it for a year. You're like, hey, this is what I want to do, you know, but there's so much more other than just the business. The business is just one part. And here's the deal. If there's other areas that are falling apart because of the business, let's just say, we begin to resent the business because we feel that, oh, it's because of the business. If the business didn't exist, then this area of my life would be going really well. And that's not the case. It's just a matter of, you know, because you weren't maybe happy in another area before, you know, so it's just a matter of putting it all together to make it work. And I think the partnership and the communication and the transparency between each other is bar none.
I've been invaluable. There. I presented the business.
Same.
A lot in the beginning. Yeah.
Same.
I remember.
Totally.
But at the same time, I'm like, this is our income and this is supporting our family. And I don't have to work right now outside the home. I'm, you know, raising our son, you know, and taking care of him and taking care of the house. Mm-hmm. And so I need the business too. Yeah. So it was that like love-hate relationship with the business.
It really was.
At that point.
You know, and I'm fortunate to be in a situation because we're talking about like an accountability partner and being able to have that sounding board and be able to like vent and have that person who's listening and have that person who has the opposite kind of traits and reactionary, you know, I guess, what would you say? I guess just reactions, opposite reactions so that you can really just get their insight and a viewpoint that you're not seeing. It just so happens for me that it's my partner, it's my wife.
Right.
You know, for you, who is it? And finding that particular person is giant, you know, it's everything, you know, it's everything. And honestly, I feel like if you don't feel like you have that person that you can be 100% transparent with, truly, I'm talking everything, spill it out. You're comfortable crying in front of everything, like let it all out. Because you don't have to be, you know, this complete rock that has everything together. In fact, I think it's damaging to put off that aura. You know what I mean? Because it's just not reality at the end of the day. And it's not gonna help you grow. You know, we need help. Again, like I said, great things and great teams were not built with one person. There is no I in team. You know. People are saying there is me, but there is. But again, great things were built with teams, you know?
I think too, there's that stigma with the word entrepreneur. Like if you're an entrepreneur, all of a sudden you step into this role, like you're in like a coat or something, and you're yeah. you're this like a business suit, and like you have all this money.
You
have to be like know everything you're doing and go into conference meetings, and like that's what I thought of when I, you know, heard the word entrepreneur. But obviously, we learned that's not the case, and you need to be very vulnerable. And I think you'll be more successful if you are.
Couldn't agree more.
You know,
I couldn't agree more. Vulnerability and that it's like vulnerability and also. I guess basically being transparent is so much more approachable to anyone.
Oh, yeah.
To anyone.
Definitely.
And it also, that vulnerability opens up someone to give their honest opinion to you.
Yeah.
You know, and without that, you might, it's like no one wants to actually associate with someone who thinks that they're always right.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. It's just the most unattractive thing in the world. And you're not going to get the answer that you're looking for by being that way. You're not.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah,
I know that now.
That's true.
You know, and it's and like Laura said, you know, and I want to circle back around to a comment that you said. It's like, yeah, everything was going great in our basement.
Mm-hmm.
When I started this in our basement, I was a full-time teacher, and which paid nothing, as you know. And we started doing this, and it was like we tripled our teaching salary just in our basement. We're like, first time we actually had some cash, you know.
Yeah.
And then we actually went into a brick and mortar. And all of a sudden, we had to rework things out because I remember getting I guess it was the analysis of the projection of what our bills were going to be, you know, for the year.
And that was a rough
night. It was like 120 grand, you know, is what it was.
A month, right?
No, it was 120 grand for the year. It was
something crazy a month that we had never
it was,
seen
and
that number.
Now looking back, it's like, 10 a month for our bills? Wow, wouldn't that be amazing? You know, whereas right now, we're like 25 times that, literally.
Can we just speak of what actually happened that night? Us laying on the office floor, like...
Oh my God.
Ready to just cry. I mean, baby sleeping.
I'm sure we did.
I think there were tears.
Yeah.
I think there were tears.
Yep. Yep.
But just with this piece of paper laying there, like, how are we ever going to make these bills?
Yep.
What the heck did we get ourselves into?
I quit my job. We had no health insurance anymore. So it was literally that. And at that moment was where we started reworking out how we're communicating. And that was the first time that I was able to really be
like
extremely vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's taken our relationship to a completely different level.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the business, it really, really has,
definitely.
You know, and, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm definitely grateful.
I have to say there's been times, you know, where you haven't told me everything with the business, where you've gone through things where you just kind of kept it internal and you've just been like, I don't want to talk about it. And I know that those times, like, that was not helping. Like, it was, I don't think it was good for you. I don't think it was good for me. I was like, what's going on? Talk to me. You're like, I don't want to talk about it. And I know that wasn't really doing anything for anyone at that point.
Yeah. And there's been many times in those situations. In fact, I guess I would say almost all of them where eventually you pull it out of me. We got to that point where it was like, you know what I need. So it's really having that person who is comfortable going there with you and calling you out on your BS.
Yeah.
I mean, and being look, you're miserable right now. Talk to me.
Yeah.
And then,
what do you need?
And eventually I'd be like, okay, here it is. And dude, I can't even tell you how good that feels.
Yeah. Cause you might not always feel like talking about it because it's going to be a lot.
No. So there it is, man. You know, it's really just that transparency and finding that accountability partner that you can share it all with. And I hope you got a ton of value out of this today. I know I did, even just re-speaking of it and thinking
that's
of
cool.
These
is
super cool.
Yeah.
So I would love to put together some more material because I think we have so much to share. We have so many stories that we can go into that are so relevant to what you're going through. And that's the whole point of this thing is to give you the shortcuts so that you can actually, again, explode your profitability and explode the growth of your business because that is what it's all about. So thank you so much for watching from us. Thank you so much for being here. This was super, super cool. And hey, I appreciate every single one of you guys. You guys have an incredible rest of your day. Take care. For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri. And be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.